Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Who is this Son of Man? Why did he seek, and exactly who and what was lost? Why was this a vibrating power pulsating through the soul and the call of one called Jesus? Zacchaeus' story brings it to our life, fills us with our imagination, and gives us the historical roots, not just for children, not just for youth, but adults of all ages. This is our journey that steps us towards Easter 2017. This is our journey that moves our life forward. For this Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. We ache right now for the First Baptist Church of New Braunfels, Texas. We ache for the boys, the driver's family from Lakey, from when we received the news on Wednesday that a tragic accident had happened outside of our Baptist encampment, Alta Frio. Let's pray for them right now. Tragedy has touched all of our lives, but it came in such a way, in such high numbers, in the fatal accident of this past Wednesday, where 13 people are not in the sanctuary at First Baptist New Braunfels that would have been there otherwise. From the accident that occurred, then, is a reminder for each of us how fragile, how tenuous our time on earth is, and how each moment is precious and to be lived in the promise of your power. Be with the family members grieving and aching. And we're here as brothers and sisters connected to their grief and allowing it to inform us of your promise that speaks your Easter message in our lives. And then for the driver of the truck, for which we do not know the details, but we do know there's tragedy happened. And in that tragedy of what that driver and the family are feeling, that you will hold them close in the community of Lakey. This message that's out and about in the country and parts of the world, may it come and have an Easter conclusion through Christ. Amen. I am proud that you are here. You had to do some self-talk and prayer this morning, not to say, I don't think so. Yes, I will. Somebody else in the house may have been saying to you, are you really going this morning? And you turned to that person and you said, yes, I am. Aren't you going also? There was a sense of why you're here. You're here, for many of you, it's because you understand that a worshiping the Lord is part of how God strengthens you through the week. You're here because you know there's a divine mission on your life and you want to be in God's divine presence through the power of worship so that your purpose will stay filled with fresh power, His anointing, as you move through this week. And some of you are here not knowing why you're here, but you're here because you were curious that God had some message for you that could speak to an ache in your soul or give you the way to express a praise and thanksgiving for the goodness that's happening in your life. And the good news is the Son of Man is here. In a sense, we've all climbed into our sycamore tree to be able to see more clearly what it is that God wants us to see. Our deacons and our guiding ministry this year have chosen a servant leader verse. It's a servant leader verse of Mark 10:45 that goes like this: "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." There's a direct connection between Jesus and the Messiah mission, understanding why he came into the world to seek and save the lost, because that was his service of love with redemptive power to a lost and hurting world. And we then, as followers of Christ, we then, as fresh as from the baptismal waters as Cherie and Wendy are, they are in this call of being servant leaders for the Son of Man on the same mission by which he came. He empowers us to do this work. In a brief time in these 10 verses, we're going to let God speak that fresh message for us. We begin at the beginning of that of servanthood. Albert Schweitzer, one of the great transforming figures of last century, was known as a tremendous organist, and not only in Strasbourg, France, but in all of Western Europe. And before him was a tremendous, promising career as an organist. And yet he was a medical doctor, and his call as a medical doctor took him into the heart of Africa. And a welcome from Africa. Dwella is a wonderful leader from the continent of Africa. She's one of our doctorate of ministry students at Logsdon Seminary here on campus, and she'll be with us in and out through the course of the year. And so Schweitzer went to Africa believing that the gospel was there for everyone. When I was in college, I was given our service fraternity. Chamber had his quote as our quote, and upon our graduation, we were given this plaque, and it hangs in my study today. And occasionally, when I'll step into my study, I will remind myself of this call in my life, in which Schweitzer said, "I cannot tell you what your destiny will be, but I can tell you this, that the only ones among you who will be truly happy are those who have sought and found how to serve." On the journey, then, we find our place in the kingdom work. We find our place to stand in daily life, in the call of service. And so Jesus came as the Son of Man that day in Jericho, because that's where his call of service took him as he was on his way to the cross. We have a new piano, not just any new piano. It is a Steinway D piano. And by the gracious gift of a family making that possible for us, so the other ministry dollars can be used for other parts of our mission and ministry work, this piano will be in service to the glory of God for decades to come. And gifted musicians such as Zachary to be able to play, for us to sing with. But the service of this piano is that the grandeur of the aesthetics, the grandeur of the music, is to humble us in the greatness of God so that we will see ourselves more clearly in light of who God is. And as beautiful as the instrument is, and grateful as we are for Deborah Moore from Steinway and being here today and partnering with us and the family in providing this with Jacob and a whole team of people, this is commissioned to service. We were reminded of that when the Baldwin that served us well for nearly 60 years was removed from the sanctuary on Friday afternoon. And we opened it once again, and we could see on the soundboard of our old piano the signature of one of the world's then most famous pianists, Joseph Arturi from Spain. He played a dedication service, but also in the print on the writing on the soundboard was the word of Eleanor Haley, who served as our pianist from 1959 to 1995. Great sacred hymns. There is just the reminder that all of who we are and the creative gifts that God has given us find their fulfillment only when they're the call of service of God's great kingdom work. Jesus knew where he was going. As he went through Jericho, the oldest continuous community in the world, and one of the lowest located communities in the world, not far from the Dead Sea. Jesus was about to make that 4,000-foot ascent from Jericho up to Jerusalem. And not just any trip to Jerusalem, but Jesus knew that it would take him to Jerusalem where hateful people would seek to nail him to the cross, and he would allow himself to be crucified so that Wendy and Cherie and for you and me and people around the world, may the joy of his love and the grace and the forgiveness to touch their lives. It was with vision that Jesus came to Jericho. So in these 10 verses is a power-packed story. Many of you know it from your childhood. But I want you to look at it as an adult or as youth. In the story, there's a quick movement. It begins with Jesus in verse 1. It goes to Zacchaeus. It goes back to Jesus, back to Zacchaeus, and it culminates again with Jesus. Jesus' mission opens and closes the story of Zacchaeus in Jericho. And Zacchaeus, the surprising lead character with Jesus to reveal the grace of God. There's a story like that for you, isn't there? Haven't you let God write a story from your life in such a way that other people can see Jesus more clearly because Jesus is at work through you? And if not, today's invitation, either for long-term followers or new seekers becoming believers, is the joy of that invitation to be freshened up and into the power that people will know about Christ like we know of Jesus through Zacchaeus. Verse 1. It opens then that Jesus, again, is going from the old section to the new section of Jericho. And as Jesus was passing through, that's the term that Luke uses, Jesus was passing through Jericho. We know that in the end of Luke 18, Jesus healed a blind man who called out to the crowd, "What's going on? There's a buzz." And the people said, "Well, Jesus is coming through, Jesus of Nazareth." And he called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And with that, Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well." He was able to physically see. But Jesus continued to go through the sections of Jericho, got to the other side, and that's when Zacchaeus shows up. And what Zacchaeus lays out, what he highlights for us, is that we are to seize our opportunity to see Jesus. You came with extra deliberation today to be able to see an updated message of God in your life, to allow an updated presence of Christ to be able to speak his promise to you. And God does not disappoint. God delivers if we are willing to position ourselves to seize the opportunity. And you notice how Jesus was passing through on his way to Jerusalem, and he paid attention to the people who had the eyes of curiosity, the eyes of seeking faith to see him. And to them he stopped and made sure they had salvation delivered to their life because that's what they wanted. There's a revival of this old art form and storytelling form called comic books, particularly superhero comic books, particularly the Marvel characters of comic books. You see here the story image of Jesus sitting down with Captain America, the Hulk, Spider-Man hanging from above. And Jesus says to them, "And that's how I saved the world." Well, you're not going to find that in actually one of the Marvel comic books. But a Christian artist took that image and said, instead of our getting hooked by the wonder of just the superhuman people, let's remind the one who came as the Son of Man. And how then, as a servant leader, as a suffering servant, as one who was willing to see Zacchaeus and to die on the cross, that this is how the world is saved. Because part of the story of Zacchaeus is there are a lot of people in Jericho that want to get their vengeance out on him. And Jesus is saying vengeance is never the way to bring about the gift of salvation. Verse 3, position your problem into a promise. Now, how tall was Zacchaeus? We know, because people were paying attention to the details, is that he was short. Now, that was a problem for one reason. He wanted to see Jesus, and he couldn't see Jesus standing in the crowd. And so he humbled himself, and he climbed the tree branches of that sycamore tree, that fig mulberry tree. He climbed them to be able to position himself. He could have said, "Bad weather out there, ain't going." He could have said, "I can't see through the crowd, I'm not going to show up." But instead he said, "There is a way. I've got a problem that has a promise, and the promise will provide an answer." And so he humbled himself and said, "Look at that sycamore tree." When was the last time that some of you ever climbed a tree? It's something you do as children, you do as youth. Get somebody to spot you, choose a low-hanging tree, and just for the sake of memory, climb that lowest hanging branch. When Zacchaeus was up in the tree, people were startled that one of the most powerful men in the community, atrocious in his ethic, was humbling himself because he hungered to see Jesus. I mean, we may hunger to see LeBron, we may hunger to see Kawhi, we may hunger to see Steph, people, celebrities on the basketball court, and they can inspire us to new heights. But all they can do is show us a way to see what is even more important to get to the excellence in our life. But what any of us can do is to be able to show people how to see Jesus. Take your problem, let it position you to see his promise. Many of us were here on Friday morning, where Joanne Hillard, who's a long-term member in the life of her church, she was a spunky, short-statured lady. She'd been dealing with a pernicious form of cancer, and the death was coming and it was on its way, and Joanne looked at that, and she was going to live as long as she could, and then she would lean into the everlasting arms of Christ, knowing that death is not a game, it's not just prettied up with language. It has to be dealt with something more powerful than death itself, the resurrection of Christ, and so she did. And in the power of that, she always kept that spunky, mischievous wonder of her love. And so after the service here, then we were invited to go out to the Windcrest Golf Club. And there on display on the opening tee, T1, was her golf cart. She drove a pink golf cart when she played there. On Tuesdays with the women, on Wednesday she played with the men. And to hear the people there and here to talk about the spunk of her faith and the witness of her life. You have a unique angle by which your life can reveal more of God through you and to be able to see more of what God is wanting to show through your life. So go into your future and place yourself with God with hope and prayer. Zacchaeus went to where Jesus was going to climb the sycamore tree so that when Jesus arrived, he'd be in a position to see him. When we are people of hope, that's what we're doing. We're looking into the future of what God is wanting to do. When we pray, we're leaning into conversation with God of how God's connecting today with tomorrow by building on yesterday. And so when Jesus did the amazing thing, he looked up into the sycamore tree and he looked into the soul of Zacchaeus. And he saw a desperate man, a man desperate in his personal life and a man publicly desperate. He was lost. Show your achiness to God. He knows it. Give him the ache in your soul. And he will give care to your ache and let it bring a healing strength for you. That's what Jeremiah is saying in chapter 17, verse 14. Jeremiah is laying out the promise that I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be healed. I will come and give you the praise and the wonder, O God. To be able to find that we never stand taller than when we are on our knees before God. We never have it more together than when we say to God, I don't have it together. But you bring the strength into my life. Heal the hurt that is within me. Make me whole in your grace and your wonder. So Zacchaeus took that message of Jesus. I mean, it wasn't Jesus' house that he said, I'm going to. He said, Zacchaeus, you come down right now because I'm going to your house. But when Jesus looked into Zacchaeus, he could see that Zacchaeus was giving Jesus his house. He was giving him his whole life. When we leave the sanctuary, we get to our car and we return to our homes and our places of business during the week. All of that, with the eyes of faith, we understand belong unto God. And so Jesus said, I see you, and therefore let's go and let's make your life right. And Zacchaeus could have said, you know, this has been really kind of a fun spectator event. I'm satisfied. I had my celebrity moment. But he moved from being curious to commitment. He moved from curiosity to becoming a follower. He obeyed and gladly welcomed Jesus to his home. And when he did people talk? The people wanted vengeance, and if they can't get it physically, they'll do it through gossip. And Jesus said, I've got a better vision. Let's change the man. Let's change the man so that it will change how he does his work as a tax collector. And so when Jesus was in the house, what Zacchaeus said, now is the time that I want to say, I've commit my life to you, Christ, and I love the poor. And I will give half of all I have to the poor because I haven't been giving my tithe to your work. I haven't been giving my offerings unto you, Lord, and so I'm giving half of all I have to the poor. And for the people who I have stolen their money, I will do more than what the law requires. I will restore them fourfold. And you can believe there were people are hanging around the doorway of Zacchaeus' home hearing that. And some of them started calculating real quickly of what was to come their way. And what was Zacchaeus saying? I get the message. It changes every part of me. And that's when he was free. The systems in our world that need to change because the people who run the systems can be changed. Changed by the power and the presence of God. This past Thursday, I had the privilege of facilitating a conversation for San Antonio and the religious leaders of San Antonio with John Black, who had connections to the Emmanuel AME, African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, when on June the 17th of 2015, Dylan Roof entered into a Bible study and a prayer time. And he didn't go there like Zacchaeus. Instead, he became obstinate and belligerent in the conversation, and then he pulled out his gun and he killed 9 people. 9 brothers and sisters. People who are looking at the scriptures and praying. But because they were black and he'd been taught the hatred, he thought he was doing the right thing. Oh, how our world needs Jesus. How we need to see the real Jesus. Zacchaeus saw the whole Jesus, and he repented. He changed. And Jericho was changed with him. Jericho was made whole. He was a son of Abraham. He was part of this family of God, of this, not just the Jewish heritage, but he was restored to that whole community that passing through Jericho, and he now would be a servant leader. Why? Well, because the Son of Man came to seek and save all that was lost. Let's pray together. You, O Lord, you give us your wonder in Jesus. You let us experience the fullness of your love in the life of being this church family. We thank you for the witness of our 2 sisters, with Cherie and Wendy this morning. Speak to us about what we should do next in our own lives with you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.